Well, good morning. Yeah, that's so true. It was a good introduction for what we're going to be speaking about. Is I'll confess something. I'm a shy person, or I used to be, and you know, and I realized something when we went to the West. They're just so friendly over there, and you go into the shopping places, like we went to the corner store, and people will talk to you. And this guy came in, and he's like, "Hey," and I was like, "Hi, like who, like I don't know you, why are you talking to me?" And I was like, he's like, "Man," and it really dawned on me, like, you know, I'm originally from Massachusetts, but like in the North, we have this, it's total different. Like in the South, like my friend Grace, she's from Texas, and you'll learn about her story, but she's like, "You guys are so mean here in the North, like you guys don't talk to each other." And it's all about love, it's all about Christ's love. And if you don't have a prayer, just love on them, because love opens up so many barriers. It takes down barriers and stuff like that. But before we get started, we do have a book table back there, for books for sale, and we have a couple cards. This one is the 5-step prayer model. It's amazing. I have one in my Bible, and like you said, once you do it, you know, over and over again, you kind of don't need to go through the steps. It just happens naturally. So it's the 5 steps, what we're going to be talking about this morning. And on the other side, it's deliverance. And then if you pick up this one, you might as well pick up this one, because this one's all about how to maintain your healing when you get healed. So those are $2 each. The workshop stuff is all from this ministry training manual. It's amazing. It's one of the required, Connor knows this book, it's the required reading for GSSM students. It's going to talk about deliverance, healing, salvations, and all that stuff. So this is a basic training manual if you want to learn this stuff. It goes step by step, and Randy Clark has done it in great detail. And so it's an amazing book. So that's back there as well.
Explain what GSSM is.
Oh, sure. GSSM is Global School of Supernatural Ministry. We are a 1, 2, or 3-year program, and it's all about equipping and training people. We have students from right out of high school, which is like 17, 18, all the way. We've had students in their 70s, and so it doesn't matter what age you are or where you are in life. If you just want to seek more of God, it's an amazing opportunity. We get speakers from all around the world. To name a few, we have Dan Moeller every year. We get Brian Connolly, Adam Bauer. Sometimes Heidi Baker comes, and all these people, and they just like to invest in the students and equip you so that you can go outside the walls of the church and do this and just love on people. And so that's what the school is. The first year is all about who you are, your foundation, your purpose, your destiny. What God sees in you and who God sees in you, because sometimes people don't realize who they are in Christ and they think they're this person, but God sees them this way. And second year is all about pushing you out of the nest, basically. The first year is all about equipping. Second year is all about training and pushing you out to go outside the walls. And so we do our teachings and our preaching. We're learning all about that stuff. And then February, we go out. We've been out since February teaching all over the United States. We had a team in Costa Rica and England and stuff like that. So it's an awesome opportunity to come. And then third year is our internship program, where you can come back to your local church. You can do overseas. You can go wherever you'd like. And as long as the school approves, you can be under them, or you can just do an internship on your own. So that's what that is. And another book is There Is More. This is Randy Clark's book. This is an amazing book. You'll probably be on your face or laid on the carpet for a while. Just like, it's just amazing. It's The Secret to Experiencing God's Power to Change Your Life. And it is so true. It's just amazing. It says, more love, more power, more faith, more joy, more results in prayer. It all starts with grace. And then this one is The Essential Guide to Healing, Equipping All Christians to Pray for the Sick. And it's by Bill Johnson and Randy Clark. So there's more books out there, but those are the... Can you guys get these? There's not enough room. So before we get started, I just want to tell you a little bit about myself. My name is Amber Whitney, and I am a second-year intern, and I just want to thank the leadership for having us come today in our host home. They have been amazing to us. And we just want to share the love of God to you guys so that you guys can go outside of these walls and feel comfortable walking in the streets, talking to people, just loving on them, prophesying, and praying for one another. I've been raised all my life in the church. I'm a pastor's daughter. But I didn't really know how to go outside the walls. And I always thought, you know, praying is for the leadership or the elders or the pastor, that, you know, healing can't come through me praying for somebody. And God really opened my eyes last year when we went as first-year students. You're required to go on a mission trip, and either you can go to Brazil or you can go to Baltimore. And I went to Brazil, and my goodness, my whole outlook on life completely changed. I mean, every single person, because there is no hope over it. Like, they don't know. And so every single person that comes up for prayer, and there's a lot, they just get healed because they don't know. You know, it's just amazing to see the favor of God on them, because it's, on one side, it's like huge buildings. On the other side, it's like cardboard homes, basically, and with no roof and stuff like that. And so they have no hope in life. They just make it day by day and hope and stuff like that. So we were at the one church in Uberlândia, and before I went, I was like, God, I've seen, you know, headaches healed, and God, I really want to see creative miracles. I want to see the deaf hear, the lame walk, the blind see, and the dead raised. And I was like, man, I want this. I need to see this. And so we went, and after Randy preaches and teaches, he has his team line up randomly. And so we just randomly got up, and he's praying, and I opened my eyes, and the whole deaf section is my line. And I was like, immediately, I was like, God, I can't believe you're setting me up for failure. Really, I can't believe you're doing this to me. And I got so mad with God. And it was crazy, because I was like, man, I'm just going to fail. Why be God? And then all of a sudden, God was like, didn't you ask for this? And I was like, oh, man, yes. Basically, he just did one of those. And so I was just like, yes, okay. So I was like, you know what? It doesn't matter who I am. And a lot of them asked for other prayer. But there was this one specific lady who was born deaf. And she had other problems. She had other pain in her body and stuff like that. And so we went after that first. And they had person signing and stuff like that. So it was a wake-up call for me, because I really had to put my hope and my faith in God, because it wasn't going to come from me. And immediately the devil tries to scare you when stuff like that happens. But you have to be like, no, I'm going to step out right here, and I'm going to do this, because God calls us to do this. If Jesus did it in the Bible, we're called to do it. And so I just remember, I was like, man, something just told me to pray for the fire of God just to come over her. And so I prayed that the fire of God would just consume her, starting at her feet, working all the way up. And something was like, pray over her ears. Pray that whatever is blocking her hearing would burn away, and that God would just do it. And so all of a sudden, I'm praying in English, and she's just receiving, and her face gets like bright red. And all of a sudden she's sweating, and she's like, hot, 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 hot. She's like, my feet are on fire, hot. I'm like, no, that's good. And because the people don't know. And so you have to tell them. And they're like, no, that's God. Like, we'll just speak increase in that and stuff like that. So we did. And all of a sudden she's going, oh. And I snapped my fingers after a couple of minutes. And she was like, and the first thing, don't yell at me for saying this, but the first thing that came out of my mouth was like, no way, shut up. Like, this is not true. Like, this cannot be happening. They don't speak English. Because it was like, okay, Jesus. Like, no, this is totally fake. You are totally lying to me. Whatever. And so I did it again. And she's like, and she's talking to the, all of a sudden she's talking. And a couple years earlier, Randy Clark was there. And she wanted to learn how to speak. Even though she couldn't hear, she wanted to learn how to speak. And God gave her that. So she was able to speak even though she was deaf. And so she was speaking to the person. And so I went behind her and was whispering to her. And she's like, I can hear. And she's like jumping up and down. And then all of a sudden, I just was like, I screamed at the top of my lungs. And I was like, oh my goodness, like God can use us. And it was just amazing an amazing thing because God answered my prayer. You know, you don't, and it can happen here. It doesn't always, it's not only in Brazil. It's not only in like the third world countries. It can happen here in the United States. We were in Montana. I didn't pray for the lady, but one of our team members prayed for her. She couldn't hear in her left ear, and she prayed and asked for forgiveness for things. And as soon as she did that, her ear popped open. And so it's just amazing to see what God has done in our lives. So I have one question for you. Why do we believe for healing? You can put up the slide, please. Yeah, you can go to the next one. Okay. Healing was a central part of the ministry to Jesus. This is what Jesus did, and it's who he is. See, in Matthew 4:23, Jesus was going throughout all Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness among the people. He healed everyone that came to him. He said he only did what he saw the Father doing. So to me, that completely reveals the nature of God. He sent Jesus to be a tangible revelation of what the Father's heart is towards us. And then Jesus had disciples, and Jesus trained them, and they went out and did it. Next slide, please. Yep, cool. Matthew 10:1, verse 1, 5, and 7-8 says, and when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over their unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. These 12 Jesus sent and commanded them, saying, as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of God is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. And says Luke 10:1-2 says, after these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. He said to them, heal the sick who are there and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. So this means we are all called to do this. Every single one of us. We are called to see what our Father is doing. We are called to go do what Jesus did. When we look at Jesus, we see the exact representation of God. Jesus is our exact model for ministry. Every Christian has been commissioned to heal the sick. So that means the kingdom is a green light zone. That means we have the authority. Jesus has given us the authority to go out and heal the sick. Jesus said, go do this. Do this in my name. Go be love. Just be love. You don't have to. Sometimes you don't have to pray for the people. Sometimes the person just needs a simple hello or how are you doing? You seem a little upset today. And then they'll, most of the time, if they're upset, they may start to cry. And just allow that because crying can bring healing and restoration. You could say to yourself, yeah, well, like I did, God doesn't use me. He doesn't use me. How can I go out and heal the sick? He wants us to, and that's the big part, is he wants us, he has given us the authority to go out and preach the gospel and heal the sick. See the lepers cleansed and see the lame walk. So, next slide, please. Yes. So this is the five steps. Your first step is the interview process. You want to keep this brief. This is where you say, hello, my name is Amber. What's your name? And you want to, this is where you want to ask them what's going on in their body, where their pain is. So, example, if you walked up to somebody, you wouldn't just be like, hi, can I pray for you? You'd be like, no, it's you want to do it out of love. You don't want to just rush up to somebody and be like, and scare them. Because a lot of people scare people. And so you want to do it out of love. Be like, hey, can I, do you mind if I pray for you? Do you mind if I share this word that God gave me? And just introduce yourself. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Jesus showed that it's perfectly cool to ask questions. In Mark 17, it tells about the man who brought his son, who is demon-possessed, to Jesus. And Jesus asked him, how long has he been like this? And they answered, from childhood. So you want to ask the person what the physical need is, but you don't want to go into lengthy detail. So, for example, you could say, what's your name? What would you like prayer for today? How long have you had this? Do you know what the cause is? Have you seen a doctor? What does he say about the matter? Do you remember what was happening in your life when this condition happened? And a lot of the times for that question, you want to explain that it can, that these should work to find out the nature and the cause of their condition. But if you don't know, then you may need to ask more questions or even simply just rely on the Holy Spirit and ask God to guide you, and he will. For example, say that there's an accident, which would usually suggest a natural cause. But they need to forgive maybe somebody that caused the accident. Or if they were like the passenger or something like that, maybe they need to forgive the driver. Or perhaps they were born with a condition, which would often suggest a natural cause again that could possibly have a generational curse. That condition may be caused by emotional stress, headaches, ever since he lost his job. Simple as that. Or the cause could be spiritual. Say that the person has had nightmares since an occult experience happened, and maybe their condition is a result of habitual sin or the effect of the cause. And if you still have no idea, just ask the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will guide you. He won't let you fail. And if you, sometimes you do make wrong decisions and you may say the wrong thing, but it's crazy how God will just back you up and just work in that situation. So the first step was the interview. The second step, next slide please, is the prayer selection. In this step, you want to determine the appropriate type of prayer ministry for the person's condition. Now there's two types of prayers that we can use. The first type is a petition. The second type is a command. A petition is a request to heal addressed to God, to Jesus, or the Holy Spirit. An example may be, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to restore sight to his eye. Another one would be, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, come and straighten this spine. So you're asking God to come and heal this person. The second one is a command. A command is addressed to a condition of the body or a part of the body or to a troubling spirit such as the spirit of pain, infirmity, or affliction. And that you want to be like, in the name of Jesus, I command this tumor to shrivel up and dissolve. Another one may be, in the name of Jesus, I command every afflicting spirit to get out of his or her body in Jesus' name. And you always want to command in the name of Jesus. So the first step was the interview. The second step is the prayer selection. And so once you've determined what's going on and what kind of prayer you're going to use, then you get to pray and see God do miracles. And when that's the awesome part. So the third step is prayer ministry. Next slide, please. Oh, you're good. So you want to praying for effect. You want to, You want to first ask the Holy Spirit to come and wait a few minutes. It's okay to wait a minute or two because you want the Holy Spirit to guide you. And so in that moment, just ask him. Tell the person what you're going to do so that they're not just like so weirded out that there's silence. Because people get weirded out when there's silence. So they're like, what are you doing? So you want to make sure you tell the person what's going on. If possible, the person you're praying just needs to be in a place of receiving. So you just want to tell them, this is your time to receive. You know, it's funny because if you pray, we're the ministry team again for conferences, and it's really funny to see different Christians come up and they ask for healing, but all of a sudden they're praying too. And so we have to be like, this is your time to receive right now. You know, we're going to pray for you. So just receive. And the simple thing to receive is just, you know, just like this. And so that's very important because you want the Holy Spirit to move. And sometimes that person can be the distraction because if they're praying in tongues or they're praying out loud, it can be very distracting. So you just want to ask them that to be in the state of receiving. They don't have to be praying with you or anything. Just tell them to relax and to focus on what's happening with their body. Another important thing is during this time, if there's if the pain is increasing, you want to know that. Or if they feel heat, you want to feel that. Or if they feel cold or something like that, you want to know what's going on in their body. If the Holy Spirit falls on them and some kind of manifestation happens, just wait to see what he's doing at that time and go with it. You are not the leader. The Holy Spirit is the leader. And so you just want to make sure that you're helping, you're not leading. And so if the Holy Spirit falls on this person and this person happens to fall out, you know, just ask the Holy Spirit whether you're supposed to leave them alone, because sometimes God will do the work without you, and you don't have to continue to pray for that person because God is moving in within them. So you always want to remember to pray and command in the name of Jesus. In Mark 9:25-26, it says, when Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the evil spirit. You deaf and mute spirit, he said, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again. The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out. So you always want to command in the name of Jesus. Again, your prayers don't have to be long. We know one of the teachers in the school, his name is Chris Gore. He works for Bethel and in California. And all he says is two words. He'll put his hand on you and say, thanks, Jesus. And boom. Or if something, he'll just, you know, it's very simple. Because again, it's not us. It's the Holy Spirit. So thanks, Jesus. You don't even have to tell. The God knows what the problem is. And so you don't always have to say, God, would you touch the pain in this body? Or we just command the headache to go in Jesus' name. You just want to thank him for what he's doing. You want to be persistent. If you try one kind of prayer or command and get results, but not a complete healing, continue with that. Ask the person if you can pray again. It's okay to do that. Same as if you try one kind of prayer or command and you get no results, try to flip it. So if you first start with a petition, ask the Holy Spirit if you want to then change to a command, because sometimes the spirits can be stubborn and they just, like the afflicting spirit, it will move throughout the body, and then that's how you know it's an afflicting spirit, and that's when you have to go after that.
Can you talk a little bit about when the pain moves around the body? And
sure.
That's why you want the person to be reporting to you.
Right. So that's why for example, if a person comes up to you and they say, I have pain in my right knee, and you start praying for that, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, wait a second, it just moved to my left knee. And like, it will move because it's trying to get away and show itself and try to rule over that person. But again, you have the authority of Christ Jesus to do it. And so you just say, in the name of Jesus, we just command all afflicting spirits to go in Jesus' name. You have no power. We're taking authority of you right now in Jesus' name. Go. And so it will move sometimes. And that's when you know. And that's why you want to keep, like, that's why the person wants to know what's going on in their body. Because they'll be like, whoa, wait, well, what's going on? My pain just went from this knee to this knee. And some people don't understand what's going on. And so you just say, you know, this is an afflicting spirit, and you kind of go into detail about that, you know, to somewhat extent. Just depends on, like, if you're in a ministry opportunity or if you're outside the walls at the store. Sometimes it's not necessary to do that because you'll totally creep them out. And so, again, you can just, you say whatever the Holy Spirit gives you to say. Next slide, please. So, some points to remember. You want to audibly ask the Holy Spirit to come. Point number two, remember to always pray and command in the name of Jesus. And the third thing is very, 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 very important. You want to keep, you yourself, want to keep your eyes open while you're praying. And for some Christians, that is like, oh my goodness, God is not going to show up if my eyes are open. But it's true. I mean, I've grown up in the church and people have said that. And so being at school, they train us to, while we're praying for people, because you never know what could happen. And especially if you don't know the person, that person could start crying, then you need to get tissues, or they could all of a sudden start manifesting and it wouldn't be good and you don't want to get knocked out or something like that. So you want to keep your eyes open the whole time so that you can see what the Holy Spirit is doing within that person. So step number four is thank God for whatever he does. Even if it's something little, you always want to thank God. Even if the pain has gone 10%, just thank God for that 10% and just ask for more. Because a lot of the times it starts that way sometimes, and you just increase it. Just speak increase, increase. You want to keep your prayers and your commands short. We don't need to have long, drawn-out prayers. God knows what's going on in that person's body, and so we don't need to do that. When a prayer or command results in partial healing, continue to use it until you find that it is no longer produces further healing. So keep going if the Spirit is moving. It's okay, again, if you pray once, twice, three times, but you want to ask that person, do you mind if I pray again? If they have no time, then be like, it's okay. You know, we just pray that the Holy Spirit would keep working within you, or that God would continue to touch your body as you go, you know, keep shopping or something like that. It doesn't matter. You want to honor and respect that person that you're praying for. Next slide, please. Yes. Step number 4, stop and re-interview. So this is after we've prayed or commanded. You want to stop after a little bit and ask the person what's going on. You want to ask them if this is where you want to ask them if there's any healing going on, and how, if they feel any better, if they feel worse, because sometimes if it's an afflicting spirit, they'll actually, sometimes it'll get worse instead of getting better. And so then that's when you know we need to go after this. You also, it's important that you want to have the person try it out. If they have knee problems and they haven't been able to run, be like, you want to walk? Or, you know, if you want to try running, go ahead. You know, we had a couple people do that, and that just says, that gives the faith. You know, have them test it out, what's going on. If they can't bend, have them bend. If the progress has stopped, you want to reevaluate. And this is, again, where you want to either change your prayer or, you know, sometimes you just may want to stop praying. It depends on the person. Consider whether an evil spirit is present. Again, that's important. It's the afflicting spirit or something blocking their healing. And a lot of the times the Holy Spirit will tell you, and you'll know, because, you know, you're persistent and you're persistent and you're persistent, and this thing is being stubborn, and that's when maybe the person has unforgiveness or something like that. When to stop praying. You stop praying when the person is completely healed. Stop praying when the person wants you to stop. Again, it's out of honor and love. If anything, the person wants to come out of it feeling loved. They don't want to feel disrespected or be like, man, I really don't have any time, like a short, simple prayer, and then that's fine. You want to stop when the Holy Spirit tells you it's time to stop. That's important, because again, it's not about you. It's about the Holy Spirit working within. Or if you aren't given any other way to pray for this person and you aren't gaining any ground. So if you've come to a point and you're just like, man, nothing's happening, you know, it's okay to be like, if you're at a ministry thing and they want you to pray and pray and pray and you're not getting anywhere, it's okay to grab a friend and be like, hey, do you want to help pray with me and stuff like that. I know for the trip in Montana, the guy who had Parkinson's disease, he, first of all, this church was a Baptist church, and the pastor flew in the gifts and understood the gifts and all that stuff and was open to the Holy Spirit, but some of the congregation wasn't. And so it was you could cut the tension with a knife, basically, when we first got there. And the first night we prayed for this guy with Parkinson's, and Michelle, who is my team member, she started praying, and then she's like, hey, Amber, do you mind coming with me and praying? And if, as long as nobody else is in line, that's fine. But that person, you know, you can help pray or pray a different way, or you can intercede for that person. You just ask the Holy Spirit. Next slide, please. More points to remember. Again, you want to do everything in love. God is love. So you want to do everything that you're speaking, every prayer, every question, out of love. Ministry to a person with the multiple problems. So, for example, if this person comes up to you and says, well, I have pain here, pain here, pain in my foot, pain, I can't bend, da, 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 this, that, and the other thing, and you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. You want to start like at one thing, and then once you feel released to go for the another one, you don't want to be like, well, God, it just depends on the Holy Spirit. Sometimes God will just be like, you know, just want to pray for wholeness of the body. Sometimes it's like one thing at a time. And so, again, you're relying on the Holy Spirit, and he'll direct you which way you're supposed to go. You also, this is very important, if a person is under medication. And so if somebody comes up to you and let's just say they come up for high blood pressure or depression medication that's given, depression medicine, stuff like that, you do not want to say, okay, you can get off your medicine. No, don't do that. So you want to tell them, okay, go back to the doctor, and once the doctor releases you, then you can get off your medicine. But you want to, because that could cause a lot of problems if you say, it's okay, you know, you can now get off your medicine, because you don't know, you know, especially with high blood pressure, you're not really sure what's going on in their body. They may say that they're healed out of faith and stuff like that, but you don't know for a fact. And so you always want to make sure that if they're under medication that they go to the doctor before they stop their medicine. That's really important. Okay, next slide, please. And step number 5. Yes. Post-prayer suggestions. You want to encourage the person's walk with the Lord. You want to encourage and uplift the person. You want to encourage and you want to tell them that Jesus has just touched their body, and ask them if they know the Lord, and if the Holy Spirit is telling you to ask if they know him and if they want to accept him, then go for it. Another one is, if the condition resulted from an occult experience or habitual sin, suggest tactfully that changes in their lifestyle may be very necessary to avoid their condition coming back. So that's also really important. If you have somebody that's in an occult, they have to stop their sin before, you know, because it will come back. If you're not completely and totally out of it, it will come back. If they are not healed or completely healed, don't accuse them for their lack of faith. It's not their fault if they don't get healed. I will tell you that not every single person gets healed. And it's not our fault either. It's just up to the Lord. And sometimes it's hard that they won't understand. I know for myself, I'll just share my story. I was in a slip and fall accident in August, and I had a concussion. I messed up my left knee and my right shoulder. And so this whole year I've been dealing with the concussion and pain and stuff like that. And going to ministry school, everybody prays for you. And so sometimes you go to class and you're like, can you pray? I mean, can I pray for you? And I'm like, sure, it's okay. And I'll be honest, like there was times where I was just like, don't touch me. I'm just like, I don't understand why God isn't touching me. You know, I can pray for people and they're receiving the healing, but God, I don't understand why you're not healing me. I just don't understand. And so they would come up and be like, sure, you know. But, you know, yes, there'd be some improvement, but it's not totally healed. Like, I was supposed to have surgery a couple weeks ago, and that fell through. So I'm here today, and still in pain. But that doesn't stop me from going out and being love to people, just because I'm in pain. And so you don't want to tell them that, well, you didn't get healed today because you have no faith in God. Or you don't say that you didn't have enough faith for this to happen. You could say the person, in a prayer, you could say, just allow God, just be open to when you go home, just allow God to keep moving within you. And again, it's not about us. The Holy Spirit doesn't need us to do a healing. You know, sometimes people will be laying in their beds and all of a sudden, or they'll wake up the next morning and the pain is completely gone. And they're like, what in the world just happened? And so sometimes it doesn't happen right away. It just depends on the person and the situation and how God wants to handle it. Tell the person not to be surprised if they experience a spiritual attack after healing, and help them to be prepared to resist the attack. A lot of the times the enemy, his job is to steal, kill, and destroy. And he will try to destroy. And he'll try, if you have any type of, you know, if you're upset about something, he'll get in there and he'll be like, do what he does best. and you want to try to tell the person, you are healed. You are healed, so don't think that you're not. You know, if, you know, don't go back. Well, you know, because fear can lead into other things. And so you want to just be like, in the name of Jesus, you are healed. So don't think that you're going back. So you, and you also want to tell them that this may, you may try to get attacked, but you say, no, I'm a new creation in Christ. I take authority over this situation and it will go. If there is a problem that was caused by an afflicting spirit, then it's most likely going to try to come back. And that's when you have to speak in authority. And that's when you want to tell a lot of the times the person that they may experience attacks again. But just know that you are strong, that you can get through it. You just want to speak life, life into that situation. But it's no reason to fear or lose faith over, because it's trying to come back, and they need to use their authority to, in Christ, to command it to leave and maintain their healing. So, next slide, please. Is that it? Okay, that's okay. It's just an overview. So the first step was the interview, and then again, that's where you want to evaluate the person and what the problem is. The second step is the prayer selection. Follow the Holy Spirit. Ask if it's a petition or a command. The third step is the prayer ministry. You want to, that's when you want to pray for the person. The fourth step is stop and re-interview. This is when you want to have them, okay, test it out. How are you feeling? Is there any progress? Are you having any healing going on? And if, you know, this is where you want to reevaluate too. And the last step is post-prayer suggestions. You want to encourage their relationship with God, changes in lifestyle, and prepare them for possible spiritual attacks. So it's as simple as that. It's awesome. It works. You know, as students, we do this a lot. And so today we're actually going to try and go after some stuff. So, does anybody here have any pain in their body? Anybody? Besides my team member. Okay, if you want to come up. Anybody else have pain?
No.
Anybody else? Come up. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. All right. Now, has anyone never prayed for anybody and seen healing? Anybody that has never prayed for anybody and seen healing? No? Everybody's prayed? Okay. How about anybody that wants to pray? I'll walk you through the steps. Okay, come on up. Does anybody else want to pray? Or she can pray for both. Do you mind praying for both? I'll walk you through it. It's totally up to you. Do you want to do it? Awesome. Cool. Thank you. Hey, I can see. So now I can see. I'm like, wait a second, I can't see. So, so again, we're going to go through the steps. So let's start with you guys first. And so the first step is the interview. So this is where you want to ask them, you want to tell them your name, ask them their name, ask them what's going on in their body.
Very well.
Oh, it's okay. We're just going through the motion of it. So.
Hi, I'm Carolyn.
Oh, keep the mic up.
I'd just like to ask you a few questions. I've noticed that you're moving. What's your name?
My name is Pete.
Here, I can hold it for you if you want.
Long time.
Okay.
Some years now.
And what's the area that's most painful?
Both of my knees.
Okay. And what's the doctor's diagnosis about your knees?
That I have arthritis and my kneecaps move. Like they separate and then
okay.
They move around inside.
It's like a ligament?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And so after the interview, this is where you want to follow the Holy Spirit, and this is where you want to decide whether it's a command or a petition. So do you know what you're... You tell me when you're ready. Okay. If you just tell us what you're gonna...
Okay. I feel like I'm supposed to command the ligaments... to do their job and command the calcification around his kneecaps to leave.
Great. And so then the third step is the prayer ministry. So go ahead.
Okay. Holy Spirit, we just ask you to come. Thank you for your presence and for your love. Is it okay if I touch your knees?
Sure.
In Jesus' name, I command the ligaments to be strengthened to do their job to hold Pete's kneecap where it belongs. Inflammation, you have no authority here. You must leave. Pain, you must leave.
Okay, this is where you want to stop and re-interview. Ask him what's going on.
Do you feel any change?
A little. When you touch my knees, it got real warm.
Warm is good. Warm means that the Holy Spirit's presence is here and he's doing something. So if you don't mind, we'll just wait a few minutes and just wait on him.
Sure.
And you just need to continue in a posture of receiving from him. He's bringing a gift to you, his presence and healing. We command you to leave. Inflammation, you have no place here.
Mm-hmm.
None. Thank you, Jesus. By your stripes we're healed.
Yeah, it's not
warm.
Burning hot, but
okay.
Warm, yeah.
So this is where you want to ask them if the pain is, like, getting less, or if they, this is, again, you can ask, you know, if it's still hot like she just did, but is the pain getting any less? Do you have, like, physical pain in your knees, like when you're sitting, or?
Yeah, well, usually a lot. Lot, and it's actually very comfortable now.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the healing that you are bringing.
Yeah.
We just ask for you to complete what you've begun. Thank you.
Yeah. That was great. So you feel a little better?
Yeah.
What would you say, you're 80%? Or like what percent would you say?
I would say like 75, 80.
75, 80. That's awesome. Yay, Jesus. That's awesome. Good job. I couldn't see. Were your eyes open when you were praying?
Some of the time I was trying
okay.
to remember that.
That's okay. That's okay. You just remember. You just want to make sure for your own, sometimes for your own safety, you just want to make sure that you have your eyes open. All right. Let's try again. Thank you, Lord, for that healing. So if you guys want to, can you guys stand? And can you face the crowd so that they see this? All right. So I'm going to stand behind you guys. All right, cool.
I'll be honest, I don't remember any of this.
It's okay. I'm going to walk you through it.
All right.
It's okay. So the first step is the interview. This is where you want to introduce yourself.
Okay.
And then they're going to introduce themselves. And then this is where you want to ask what's going on with their body, where the pain is, and stuff like that.
Hi, I'm Sherry.
I'm Marlene.
Nice to meet you. It'll be okay if I pray with you. God bless you. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Where's your pain today?
Well, about a year and a half ago, I slipped going down the stairs, and my arm was on the rail, and it, as I slipped, it yanked, it pulled something back here, and so I have residual pain in a spot back here, and it also affects my neck. Like this morning, I woke up, and I have a lot of neck pain that comes from it. So,
okay. Awesome. So then this is where you want to ask the Holy Spirit whether this is a petition or a command.
Okay.
So this is where you just want to pause for a minute and pray within yourself.
Is there anything going on at the time? Like, yeah, around that time?
I can't think of anything specific.
This is where you want to pray for the person. Ask okay. them if you can put your, they wouldn't mind your hand, you know, putting your hand on them.
Okay. Jesus, in your name, I would just ask that you touch the shoulder and the neck and restore health. One to ten, what is your pain?
I'd say a seven. I mean, it hasn't changed a lot.
Okay, so this is when you want to like stop, like you just did, and re-interview, and then you can change your petition. You know, to a command or the command to the petition, however you feel the Holy Spirit moving.
Thank you for what you're doing on your shoulder. You've taken all our pain upon you.
So again, this is where, you know, if you don't have any change, you could ask another team member to help you, or, you know, just ask the Holy Spirit what he wants you to do, whether the person, you know, ask the person again if you can pray for them, or if they need, if you need to stop. You want to honor and respect and love the person. And so, you know, if you have a team member or a friend or something like that, you know, that would want to pray with you, then that's fine. But again, you just want to honor and respect that person. So it's up to you.
So how do you feel? Do you want to keep praying, or do you want to... Sure. Okay.
I mean, like, for example, I can... Do you want me to help you too?
Sure.
Okay. So you can pray, and then I'll go in with you.
Okay. We just thank you that you were with her before her accident, and that you're with her now, and that you're with her after, and that you've already completed everything that you have for her. And we just trust you. Thank you for what you're doing.
And right now, we just speak to the muscles and the tendons. And we just speak total restoration to your body in the name of Jesus. We command any pain to leave right now in Jesus' name. All inflammation, you must go in the name of Jesus. Father, release your healing power over her neck into her shoulders, God. Any tension, we just command you to go right now in Jesus' name. How are you feeling?
It's a little warm.
Feels a little warm? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does it start with your neck and then work down?
Yeah, I mean, this is where a lot of the pain is now. This kind of comes and goes.
Okay, so basically the tension is in the neck right here. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Okay, so even though I have a shoulder injury this whole week, I've been in intense pain. So in a few minutes, you're going to learn about words of knowledge. But while you were saying that, I really felt like it probably was a word of knowledge, because this week, I mean, I have been in so much pain, and it's starting in my neck. And usually it's just over here. And this morning, like last night, I was like, man, I can't sleep. I can't get comfortable. Like, this is painful. And so, usually I can sleep and I'm fine, but it was hard for me. Do you have a hard time sleeping too because of it?
I did last night.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. That's awesome. So, yeah. So then Abby's going to teach you guys on words of knowledge, but that's kind of what I'm feeling is what, because now my pain is slowly getting better. And so do you mind if we pray one more time?
That's fine.
Okay. Do you mind if I put my hand on your neck?
That's fine.
I have a mic here, so if you want to pray anything. So God, we thank you for touching her body. God, we thank you because it is not us. It is you. You've done the work. You've died on the cross for us. You are our healer. And God, we ask that you would touch her body, that you would touch her neck right now in Jesus' name. We just release full restoration right now. Full mobility right now in Jesus' name, God. We just speak increase, Father. Increase, increase, increase. Total healing, total restoration, total wholeness right now. From the neck all the way to the shoulder right now in Jesus' name. All pain, go in the name of Jesus. All swelling, you must go in Jesus' name. How are you feeling?
I'd say it's 50% better.
Awesome. Yeah. So that's good. Yay. Is it like less painful or? Okay. Awesome. Yeah, if you want more prayer, that's fine. But we're going to.
I feel like maybe we need. I don't know if we mentioned nerves, but then I want to pray about the nerve.
Go for it.
Jesus, just thank you. That you've created us wonderfully, fearfully. and that you've made all of our body systems that just work together so we can glorify you. And I just command right now that the nerves and from her neck to her shoulder will work properly. There'll be the right connections made. We thank you, Jesus, that you've healed and that you're continuing to heal her neck and her shoulder.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Awesome. Good job, everybody. Can we get a hand? Oops, sorry. A hand for everyone. So again, you just want to do everything in love. That's like the number one key. And remember, I know it's hard, but try to keep your eyes open. I know it's hard. It's not a normal thing for people to learn at church. Do you have a
question about the eyes open thing?
Sure.
Okay.
Sometimes, like, so I'll look straight at the person. A lot of the times, you know, their eyes are closed, or sometimes they're even open, and you can look them straight in the eyes and just, you know, pray straight to them, because then that's
how you focus.
Yeah, and you just allow the Holy Spirit. Just, Holy Spirit, we just come against any distraction. Don't be afraid to say that, you know, because the enemy will do that. He tries to distract because he doesn't want people to get healed and stuff. So it's very, you know, popular for distractions, especially if you're like in the grocery store. People aren't going to continue to, you know, walk around you or something like that, you know. And so they may come and look at you weird, like, what are you doing? But, you know, it doesn't matter what people think of you. And that's what we need to become aware of. It doesn't matter, because the God and the Holy Spirit, they love when we go out of our comfort zone, you know, because in our comfort zone, we feel safe, or in our bubble, we feel safe. In these four walls, we feel safe. You know, it's easy to pray in the church for people, but it takes faith and boldness to be able to go into a grocery store or on the street, just like Pastor Tim was saying this morning. You know, it takes boldness to be able to step out and be like, hey, do you mind if I pray for you? So don't be afraid to pray those distractions away. Anybody else have questions? No? All right, awesome. Are you going
to
use the...
Right?
Yeah. If you want... Yeah. If you guys want to take a 5-minute break and go to the bathroom or whatever, we'll adjust here.